This is How to Succeed in Evil, El Justiciador, Part 2. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com. To suggest to you that Topper was a great respecter of traffic laws...
Yield! I'm not yielding to these assholes!
With Topper, might made right of way. And the guy who swerved while playing chicken... He deserved to wind up in the ditch. So it's easy to see how, after a long day driving around in the hot sun in search of some idiot who dressed himself like a bullfighter, he'd have no problem leaving his leopard print Lotus Elan with custom pedal extenders half on, half off the sidewalk in front of his favorite bar.
Don't make me climb up there and kick your teeth in. Nobody, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to your wife.
It had been a long day, and Topper was thirsty. And I won't say the bartender was happy to see Topper clamber up on one of his bar stools, but he did take his money for a double Chivas Rocks. But while Topper vented his spleen, tenderized his liver, and did something unsavory with his colon, the inexplicable march of El Justiciador marched on. A black El Camino with a hand-painted flame job and a crudely airbrushed portrait of a blindfolded Lady Madonna Justice on the hood rolled up beside Topper's Lotus.
Doble parqueado, señor. Doble parqueado.
Four men wearing work clothes, carrying crowbars, and wearing Mexican wrestler masks jumped out of the back of the El Camino. Whether the exotic Italian sports car meets the crowbar-wielding itinerant worker, or the crowbar-wielding itinerant worker meets the sports car... you know.
Oh, you wet-back sons of bitches!
But Topper shots... from his ridiculously oversized handgun went high, went wide, went south, went through an innocent bystander's leg across the street.
Why?
And then Topper was entangled in a blur of ropes and weights. Topper might have recognized these ropes and weights to be a skillfully handled traditional bola. Topper might further have reflected upon the debt that the American cowboy owed to the Mexican vaquero who came before him, realizing that all the tools that the cowboy used were perfected by caballeros, long before American spurs jingle-jangled across the Texas Llano. But he had other things on his mind. Extreme anger, followed by a concussion. They threw Topper's unconscious body in the back of the car. Truck. Whatever. The El Camino.
Vámonos, muchachos!
He didn't take up much room. Lorenzo de Medici, also known as Lorenzo the Magnificent. How do you get a name like The Magnificent, anyway? Everybody I know has a nickname, has had it inflicted on them because of some embarrassing incident. I don't know any Louis the Magnificent, but I do know a guy named Aaron that everybody calls Ralph, and the story is so disgusting that no one will tell me. It's my guess that Lorenzo's patronage of the arts got him the nickname, The Magnificent. He supported artists like Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Botticelli... Now, I'm not saying I'm Da Vinci or Michelangelo, but if you make a donation to support the Shanaki, I'll give you a nickname. And it will be official because you didn't give it to yourself. And then, when you have to fill out one of those forms where it says nickname, you won't feel awkward anymore. No, sir. You'll proudly scrawl Il Magnifico because you have been magnificent in your support of a hardworking writer. So go on. Seize your greatness. Donate and become Il Magnifico.